Hello, I'm Linda, and I'm reading Letters to the Editor. And the first one is from David Harris. Dear Sir, I was interested to read in the April Bulletin about both the strain on the magazine's finances due to the new housing and the strain on the sustainable drainage system, also due to the new housing. As a resident of Chiltern Grange, I feel somewhat guilty on both counts. My wife and I moved to Benson just over a year ago, from Warborough, a long trek. And we have found it a welcoming and friendly place. We appreciate that fields have been sacrificed to provide our home, and we're anxious to ameliorate the impact as far as possible. As to the first issue, I wonder whether it would be possible for those of us who wish to and are able to support the Bulletin financially. I would gladly make an annual payment in the same way that many organisations have a Friends of supporters group. We are grateful for the Benson Bulletin and would like to see it thrive. As to the second issue, this is complicated with the incoherent planning decisions playing their part, but also other individual decisions. For example, over several years we have seen from our walks on the Warborough side how fields were flooding and crops being ruined, and that understandably farmers have improved their drainage into the Lady Brook, which of course compounds the problem. I do feel that a more coordinated approach to managing water is needed. We all live on a floodplain, after all.